The Marines at Munford Point began to suffer because the white corpsmen at Munford Point did not want to service them. And if they did, they didn't do it too well. They didn't want to touch a black Marine. This caused a lot of problems at Munford Point. We were going to establish an infirmary. We're going to hold sick call. And we're going to just check the Marines for them so they could find out some of their medical history. We found out those men were really not too well. I remember a time I was assigned to environmental duties. And what they did, they'd put a latrine uphill from a well. And what that did, all of the bad things from that latrine got into the water, and those men drank that water. And that was one of the reasons why a lot of them had diarrhea, stomach cramps, worms, and everything from that. We made them change that. We went into the swamps and collected larvae to identify the mosquitoes, and we found out that there was malaria mosquitoes, yellow fever mosquitoes, dengue mosquitoes in there. And some of the men, a lot of men, black men, a lot of them have sickle cells. And those sickle cells will destroy the Plasmodium vivax from the malaria, and they won't get it. And this was a new experience to the medical people in the Navy. The white guys got malaria, the black guys didn't. So what they did was send a lot of Marines into mosquito-infested places in the Pacific. If a black Marine went out on liberty in town, he was spit on. People would spit on him. Where'd you get that uniform? They kind of harassed those men. A Marine was coming in from the north. I think he got off at the bus station. He didn't know anything about white signs over doors and colored signs. He didn't know what that was. You had to go on the back door. You couldn't go to theaters or nothing in Jacksonville. And he went in to get a package of cigarettes. Machines had just come out. You put a quarter in there, you can get a pack of cigarettes. And he didn't have any change. So he threw a dollar bill over to the window where you pay your money and asked the lady, "Hey, sweetheart, give me change for a dollar." And she looked at him and screamed. Police came in there and dragged that Marine out of there and took him downtown Jacksonville and hung him upside down on a flagpole. And we had to go down and Bobby Troop, Perry Fisher, Hashmark, Sergeant Major Huff, few other guys went down there. Five half trucks with 50 caliber machine guns on it went down there and got the guy off of there. He wasn't dead, but he was unconscious. Took him to Munford Point. Later on, from what I heard, they arrested the police department. Eight guys. Took him to Munford Point. Kept him, put him in the brig, and sent about 30 or 40 black Marines down there to police Jacksonville. We had the war in the Pacific and the war at home. Racism and the enemy, the Japanese Imperial Army. And I think we won both of those wars because of the kinds of things we did. We did our work well. We were like the Tuskegee Airmen. They did their job well. People respected them. We did our job well. And we were respected.